You're listening to SBS News.
As community concern grew around the coronavirus pandemic, pharmacies witnessed a surge in customers stocking up on supplies. Pharmacist Nick Logan owns and operates his own store.
It's been chaotic for over a month now.
And now the influenza season is also upon Australians. Mr. Logan's store has already received its first batches of the flu vaccine. He says they are administering close to 50 doses in a day.
We typically get a very early order of 200 in March, and we used all of those in 4.5 days. We harassed our poor wholesaler to move our April batch forward, and we got another 400 last week, and we're moving through those quite rapidly at this point in time. So there's a very, very big demand.
Most Australians have to pay for their flu vaccinations, but some vulnerable groups are exempted. Dr. Chris Freeman from the Pharmaceutical Society of Australia says extending free vaccinations to more groups of Australians could save lives during the pandemic.
Having influenza on top of the COVID-19 crisis will put a huge demand on our acute care services in hospitals and in ICUs and in emergency departments. So we need to be doing everything we can to reduce the risk of influenza having a significant effect.
Pharmacists are also calling on the government to give them greater protection from infection. Mohammed Kaoud manages a pharmacy in Sydney's West.
The talk was only about pharmacies, to keep the pharmacies open, not to keep pharmacists alive.
Mr. Kaoud has written to the Prime Minister asking for full body protective gear and protection screens to be supplied to all chemists to keep workers and their patients safe.
The point is, we don't just dispense medication. We have a clinical one-to-one relationship with between us and customers. We need to stay open, we need to stay serving, we need to stay consulting our patients about what medication they are taking, how they take it, and what exactly they expect behind taking their medication.
Mr. Logan says his pharmacy is already taking measures to keep surfaces clean and enforce social distancing.
It occurred to me when a few of my staff had been isolated that if a few of us tested positive, we'd be in real trouble. And so that meant that we had to take extra care of the guys on the front line, and they're selflessly serving the public because they feel it's their duty to do so.
And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.